The remembrance is no different than the sea. Never gaze upon its surface on a starless night. Waiting for someone? Then, how about a dance? My gaze has lingered on her for quite a while. And tonight, I initiate our first engagement. A galaxy ranger, as mysterious as the rumors suggest. A blend of nobility and reticence. Yet, in this nocturnal hunt, the ranger is not the only one who hunts. At this distance, you're more enchanting than you seem. Without a doubt, she seeks the Watchmaker's legacy. In this game, everyone lies, but memories do not. Just keeps on getting better, doesn't it? Everyone has a past, and the past shapes the present. Some people hold on to memories, while others are haunted by them, unable to escape. That is why I took action. I want to know what she is. Many were drawn to this feast. The IPC, the Garden of Recollection, Fools, the Nameless, and the Annihilation Gang. They should have been present, but Duke Inferno is dead. He and his children won't be attending. What have you done, beautiful ranger?
Excuse me. Are you asking me?
And into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Monday, April 1st, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Pratchett Poll News Network. We're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about a bunch of awesome Reddit threads. I love Reddit so much. We're going to talk about Reddit. We're going to talk about slave ponies. We're going to talk about how to find love. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be an incredible show. I can't wait, but before we get started, I have an important announcement to say. I have an important announcement. Everyone's been freaking out over Luke. Stop talking to him or something. Stop interacting with Luke. Stop grooming Luke. We're friends and we're nice to each other and nothing bad would happen. But also, I'm a trans being. I'm a trans being. I have an outie pussy, and girlfriends have any pussies. and I want to put my Audi pussy in there. Any pussy? Definitely 100% transbian. I'm 100% a tranny, and I'm converting, and I'm going to date trannies because I like women's or something. It's basically Luke, but what he's kind of, I don't know. It's kind of like that or something. You may refer to me as they, them. Definitely. Anyways, let's get into Reddit because I love Reddit. The frustrations of trans being a rant. I know this is probably a really stupid insecurity, but back in February, I'm like, oh, look how many updutes it has. It has 800 updutes. There's so many updutes. This must be very substantive things that I need to listen to. Back in February, my girlfriend of 2 years realized, 2 years these two have been going out. She realized she was a lesbian and we broke up. It completely crushed me. I'm also a lesbian, but she dumped me when she realized she was. I feel so shit because it's not fucking fair. I should have to live as a lesbian who other lesbians aren't into. It's not fair that whenever I bring up I'm trans to people I'm flirting or dirty talking with, that they immediately stop responding or hit me with the same fucking rejection of, sorry, I'm not really into that. I'm sure you'll find someone who is soon. I'm so sick of feeling like a freak or like an other. I know bisexual people are fine with it, but I don't want to feel like that's my only option. Like, I'm not a real lesbian. You're a real lesbian if you just believe you are. You just believe and take HRT and get your dick cut off and pay the Jews lots of money. That's how you do it. I want to be a cis girl. I just want to be a cis girl. I just want to be a real girl. I want to date another girl and just know how to please her because I already know what it's like. I want to know what she's talking about when she brings up girl struggles. I want to feel like a normal girl dating another girl. I'm so sick of feeling different. Pigtail Rose says, trust me, we all feel for you. Dating as a trans person, no matter what kind of people you're attracted to, is an absolute shit show. I've been talking about making a similar rant all day and only didn't do it because I just saw yours. LMAO, LOL even. Just stay strong, sister. Trans sister. Stay strong, trans sister. Stay strong. Sending rope faggot. Dating as a straight trans person. Dude, these people make this all so fucking complicated, dude. Just be a man and date a woman. You don't have to fucking transition and then date a fucking a lesbian woman. Like, what the fuck? It's all so weird. It's all so strange. I'm trans and I'm polyam. My NP is bi and my girlfriend is lesbian. My NP? What's NP mean? Like, your nest partner? Your fuck buddy? Is that like a short for fuck buddy? We're all deeply in love and they have no issues with me being trans. I'm also surgically intersex. What the fuck does that mean? Surgically intersex. What the fuck does that even mean? What the fuck does that even mean? What the fuck? Initially, I was shunned by the lesbian community, but I just kept on looking. And here I am today, a very lucky woman. Wow. That's something. I wonder what they look. They probably all look like goblinos. DD says nigger person Lou. Maybe. Cypher says neopenis. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck a surgically intersex means. Damn. Did the dick was chopped off? Maybe that was, dude. These people had to be just raring to blow their brains out if they chopped their actual dick off. Like, what the fuck are you thinking? Being trans is amazing. It's truly a gift. But it isn't perfect. We live on the planet we do, in the countries we do, and in the time we do, and everyone is human. And that means everyone is different. And finding who you can connect with is hard. I know it all too well, but sometimes that connection will be there after a while. Sometimes it won't. And there's nothing you can do about it. You're trying as best you can and finding the right person. Well, gonna take a while. The trannies into Magic the Gathering. Very hardcore. Loves Magic the Gathering. Oh, woke the wokening, the woke gathering. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! What a holy shit! do. We hit the mother load. We hit the fucking mother load for those listening. Oh my God. It is a ginger tranny. Dude, it is bad. It's bad. It's a smash face. We got a smash face with Harry Potter glasses that are too big for the face. We got huge giant nose, fucking moles all over the face. It's just weird looking. It's weird looking. It's weird looking. Also, stay strong, sister, I guess. What the fuck? What the hell? I told you Magic the Gathering isn't ours anymore. I know it isn't. I haven't bought any sets. They're all woke and shit. God, man. Dude, that's insane. Being trans is amazing. Dude, this person is high on acid. Dude, this person is high on antidepressant medications. 100% high as a kite. No emotions. No emotions. No anxiety. Stunning and brave. It's Jesse. Wow. Okay, next thread. Wow. That was insane. I can't believe I found that so fast. Cis lesbian found out girl I'm seeing is trans. Oh no, no. Hey guys, I'm a cis lesbian, 25. What the fuck does cis lesbian mean? Does that mean you're straight lesbian? Why can't you just say straight like a normal person? What the fuck? And what does straight, trans, lesbian? What the fuck does any of this even mean? I bet, and who cares? Who gives a fuck, really? Who gives a fuck? It was so simple and you're overcomplicating it needlessly. Stop. I've been texting a girl for a few weeks now. We met online. I've been trying to meet up with her for a while, but she's always making excuses. Dude, dump it immediately. Waste of time. Meet me or shut the fuck up, bitch. Finally, she agreed to meet me this weekend, but yesterday, she told me before we before we meet, she needed to tell me that she is trans pre-op. I'm a bit uncomfortable as I've never slept with someone with a penis before. Should I end it? Would that make me transphobic? I'm an ally. I just don't know what to do. Okay, so you're like you're an actual whammons. You're an actual whammons, I guess, if I could believe you. And a tranny tried to fuck you and you don't want to be a transphobe. I don't want to be a transphobe. Oh my God. Now I don't want to be a rapist, but I really want to stick my dick in pussy. But that's just how it works. I mean, I wanna stick my Audi pussy in her any pussy or something. At least give her a chance, go on a date. You don't need to rush into sex. I'm assuming you haven't had any talks about what each of you enjoy during sex, so you don't even know what's on the table. Dude, the woman doesn't like penis and doesn't like men, and it's a man. Why are they gonna date? She doesn't like that. Isn't that like anti-LGBT shit? To like, oh, you're like forcing a fucking lesbian to do something? Or like, I want to be with a lesbian and you're telling her to be with a man? Like, what the fuck? Isn't that against your own fucking rules and shit? You guys literally are always paradoxical and you always are hypocrites. You contradict yourselves. Cypher says if you don't fuck the female penis, you're a bigot. It's not transphobic to have preferences at all. I would only encourage you to keep an open mind as lots of pre-op trans women kind of resent their penis as nature intended it. This is not universal though. So a lot of trans women find creative ways to use their anatomy in a way that is gender affirming to them. For example, my partner and I were able to figure out scissoring without penetration. You can't scissor without two vaginas, you fuck. That's not how it works. We scissored without penetration. There's no penetration. What the fuck are you talking about? These people warp reality. We're scissoring as a male and a female. What the fuck are you talking about? That's you're grinding at that point, you weirdo. Just call it what it is. It's not rape, it's equality, says Carl. Yes. What the fuck? It doesn't make you transphobic to not want to be with a person with a penis. I'm of the opinion the best thing to do is to get to know her, or how she feels about that thing between her legs. Maybe just as uncomfortable as you are. What the fuck? Yeah, just take all that shit on. Just take it. Also, I'm sorting my best. I should sort by top. That's probably all the updates.
All the updates was the give him a chance. Huh, whatever. Next Reddit thread! Is there a point to even trying to date as a transbian? It's so hard. It's so hard to find transbian brother and sisters to find lesbians to date or something. Yes, it is. The women's don't want to date me or something. Just something I want to ask since I feel I'm at a point that I want to start looking for someone, but from what I've seen and read, it's just a shitstorm of harassment, no matter where you happen to be in your transition. Thanks. P.S. If this isn't the place, just say it. I'll take it down. Don't ban me, please. Don't ban me. Please. Please, Jennies, don't ban me. Top comment, 405 updates. Honestly, I'd recommend Tranny for Tranny. It resolves a lot of the safety and harassment issues and cuts down on the constant microaggressions from cis people. Well, fuck, wouldn't he have to be searching for female to males then? So it's like, so you got a female, a quote female unquote male, looking for a quote male unquote female. What the fuck? Just cut out all the shugabaloo and just date, you fucks. God damn, why do you have to be paying the Jews all this money for HRT and surgery and, like, just go date the weirdo, you fuck. Lower the standards. Date the weirdo. You're both weirdos. Date each other. Fuck, so hard. Yeah, it's definitely worth it if you're afraid of harassment, transphobia. I recommend T for T. Everyone's saying T for T. But what's he gonna do? He doesn't want a guy. That's the whole point. He's transitioning so he could try. It's literally a Chris Chan. It's quite literally Chris Chan. Transitioning so he can fuck a woman. It's just so ass backwards, man. It's so cuck-like. Why? Stop. Wake up. Whatever. Next thread. Slave pony thread. My little pony. Dishing out the goods. Slave pony. What is this thread about? This thread revolves around stories about ponies getting bathed and petted. Bathed and petted. Okay. Can you elaborate more? Sure. Slave Pony General is mostly about characters dealing with actual implications of the horrifying thing that is chattel slavery. It's more looking at how people with modern sensibilities deal with the ownership of another sentient being and how most people aren't total cunts. Wow, it's the whole slave fetish in pony form. See, I connect with the pony people. I literally am the pony people. We have the tranny pony about to, I assume, suck the dick of another tranny purse faggot or something. Weird. We got, I'm a 24-year-old pony. Do I really need a baby car seat? Considering the irony that you have a fear of cars, yes, it's perfection. Dude, this is such horrible humor. This is awful humor. Low quality. Wow, someone's posting fan fiction in the thread. Awesome. Got some awesome fan fiction. Rainbow Dash in a maid outfit. Hot. Very needy poner. Why am I not being cuddled? There's a lot of tranny. There's a awful lot of tranny ponies in here. Not straight pony. Ooh. Applejack. You're looking a little lewd, Applejack. You're looking a little lewd. Might have to save that Applejack. I like the ponies with the collars. That is... The deep dark webs of the interwebs. What the fuck? You know that's a commission. You know that's a fucking commission. See, we could all bring each other together in cuddles and kindness and slavery. I'm not sure how many of you guys are aware, but over in the Chegg AI thread, they released a slave pony AI card scenario. If any of you guys have experience with something like Silly Tavern or want to get into AI, feel free to download my Ponies Eager to Serve. Wow, AI ponies that are eager to serve. What do you mean, indentured servant? That is, dude, a lot of these ponies look male. Male. My weeb friend liked Celestria. Dio says, it seems to be the only April Fool's jokes that are not cringe are the ones by the 4chan admins. Yeah. Cringe. We got Twilight Sparkle, my favorite pony. My favorite pony. Looking like a lowly pony. Weird. Who's your favorite pony, Translu? Ha ha, past Carl. Delay. You will see momentarily when the delay catches up. We got Fluttershy, or the cute one. I don't even know the fucking ponies. Got a horrified looking baby pony. There's definitely not kink fetishes in this art. Dreamy says, my favorite pony is Fluttershy. Fluttershy is neat. I like Fluttershy. Fluttershy is okay, Dreamy. She's one of the better ones. Pinkie Pie is the worst pony. Pinkie Pie is the absolute worst pony. I hate Pinkie Pie. I like it rough. Applejack is the only correct answer. Applejack's the only picture I've saved so far, so maybe there's something behind that. It's just, this thread seems like a way for people just to post a bunch of pony pictures with collars. We're gonna just post a bit. Look at that fucking pose. Yeah, spread your legs. I wonder what's happening there. I've never watched My Little Pony, nor will I ever's. I watched like a quarter of the first season. It was just too kiddy though. I don't know. It's too kiddy. There's no, it has good morals and stuff, kinda. But people loot it and make it out better than it actually is. Rainbow Dash is the classic tomboy, so I gotta go with tomboy. Rainbow Dash is cute. Lou just named every pony in the show. I did not. I didn't name Equestria and the what's the shadow girl? I don't know the shadow pony. I don't know the young pony names. I know all the ponies. Maybe, kind of. I don't know the new ponies. DD says, I'd rather my son have heroin than play with My Little Pony. I don't know why a boy would ever want to play with My Little Pony. A boy should want to be playing with Beyblades or a Game Boy or a fucking sports ball or something. Let's move on to the actual 4chan threads. We're done with Reddit. Thank you, Reddit, for your awesome contribution. I hope your stock soars to the moon. Diamond hands. How do I find love as a tranny? Be me, 22. Had a big mental break after high school that prevented me from doing anything but lay in bed and passively vent. Been on Hondos HRT for 3 years, but haven't been able to put any effort into fixing regimen or passing because of mental break. Started college recently. Finally started to be able to put in the work to passing, like looking better. Outfits, makeup, skincare, I don't like how exercise is so far down that list. I don't like how exercise is way down on that list. I bet it's even further down. It's not definitely not the first thing on your head. It should be the very first thing. Exercise, nutrition, what you're putting in your body is important. Want a relationship? I'm tired of being lonely and sad. I need someone who can help me work through my demons as a couple. Dude, you need to go into a relationship as healthy as possible, man. You don't want to go into a relationship with you having a shitload of baggage. You think your partner's not going to have baggage too? That's the thing. You're going to have baggage. Your partner's going to have baggage. You think you're going to work together to get rid of that baggage, or you think you're going to make more baggage? I don't know. You need to clean up your baggage, and then you can help your partner with their baggage, and then maybe they can help you with a little bit of your baggage in return. That's the mindset you need to have. Everyone at college is taken. Well, yeah, you're too late. Everyone found love after middle school, really. But after high school, for sure. Definitely, man. Bye. All the virgins are gone. All the Chads got them. Just a bunch of whores everywhere. A bunch of whores. And maybe betwixt the whores, there's just a sprinkling of actual whammons. Dreamy says, I used to watch My Little Pony. A few years ago, I mostly listened to the My Little Pony horror fic. You listen to the horror fic? You listen to the My Little Pony horror fic. Do the ponies get ripped apart into bloody pieces? Because that'd be based. Dreamy says, I don't really get passing for looks to trans people. Some of them don't even try to look presentable. They just want attention, Dreamy. They're lonely. They have no family. They are losers, and they're just lonely. And they think that by doing this, it's going to change something. And it won't. That's most of them anyways. That's not every one of them. Feel as though I've missed my shot. Still stuck in the city for 3 years at least till I finish my degree. Hometown has only a few thousand guys in my age range. Yeah, and how many are gay? A lot of them in relationships already. Yeah, and how many of those are left over gay? Straight guys aren't into girl dick. Yeah, so your pool is exceedingly low. Start feeling like it's over. Feel like being hondosed for so long has ruined my chances at fat distribution and boobs and so on. start losing motivation to keep putting in effort to pass and increasing my value. Look, if you already look like shit, look, if you look like a shit fucking slug beast, and then you take HRT, you're gonna still look like a fucking fat, disgusting slug beast. But now you're gonna have weird, you're fat in different places, you fat, disgusting ham beast. Stop. You need to work on bettering yourself, and the rest will come. How do I actually find people who would even be interested in me? Tinder's full of dudes who just want a side piece or a hookup. Nothing long term, even if their profile advertises it. Dude, the grammar in this, the grammar is so bad. Tinder is a place where people only want side pieces and hookups, but people have found love on Tinder, if you can believe that. They have found hookups on Tinder. It's just a terrible, it's like finding someone in a bar. It's like when you go to a bar to find a woman. That's so stupid. That's the worst place to find a woman. No, not a bar. It's like where you go to fuck women, not be with them. I think the secret sauce is the anime convention. That's the secret sauce. You need to find places where people do hobbies, where people gather to do things in physical, real life, not online. But online is a route. It's just hard. Nowadays, it's so hard. It's so hard now. I feel bad for Zoom Zooms. It's a tough world. We're living in it. Hey, Primus. What do I even do here? First post says, have you tried meeting people through hobbies and such? That's what I always say. You gotta find people through a hobby. You need to look up a hobby like gold panning. I'm not even joking. Cold panning. Going into caves at nighttime. There's literally groups of people, usually white people, because that's the only people that do this crazy shit. They go into caves at nighttime, giant fucking spooky ass caves. It's exhilarating. They do it as groups. That's a hobby? Do that. Warhammer. Magic the fucking Gathering, God forbid. Just something. You need something that people do and get together to play. And you need to go and do that. And you need to go spend money on that thing. And then the rest will come. And then when you see Whammons in there, you need to reach out to them. Luke says, online only if you're in a 5 hour car drive away maximum. Are you thinking through like Uber type apps? Is that what you're thinking through? You can only go like 5 hours away? It's a long ways though. I don't know. This Anon says, I'm 23, started HRT a month ago. On top of that, I'm a 6'1", live in a town with less than 1,000 people, all of which are married. You could do it. If you're in a city, get a dating app or something and go to bookstores or libraries, you'll make it. Dude, no talk of exercising, no talk of bettering themselves. Just, I'm taking HRT and I'm fine. You'll be fine too. Yeah, go fuck yourself. That's not advice. That's just stupid. That's like fluff. That's called fluffing. You're fluffing the faggot. Stop. This guy goes max stealth. Pretend to be infertile cis woman. Done. Dude, I feel like there's no amount you can do where if I was in person, my tranny dar wouldn't be going off. Like, dude, look at this person's finger. Oof, man, I can tell from the finger. I can tell from the finger. Rough. Anyways, that's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for participating in the Yotsuba Stock Exchange. Getting lots of Mooney and shekels. How much Mooney and shekels did you guys procure? How much Mooney and shekels? I got some Mooney and shekels. Carl got a lot of Mooney and shekels. Carl's rich, but he doesn't have physical cash like Lou does. Carl has no physical cash. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Sisters, goodbye.
Like, I was listening to Lawyers, Guns, and Money, and I was like, where? Like, is this guy? Like, what is this guy? You know, he looks different. He just looks different. So I looked up his Wikipedia, and what do you know? Lo and behold, half Jewish, half Mormon.